Ethel Rosenberg was executed with her husband Julius at the height of Cold War hysteria in 1953. Many have long thought that her conviction and execution for assisting in an attempt to convey atomic secrets to the Soviet Union was based on trumped-up charges. More recently released evidence has strongly supported that conclusion. So on her birthday, members of the city council and the Manhattan borough president gathered at City Hall with a proclamation and recognition. City Councilman Danny Drum explains why he and 12 of his colleagues were presenting the proclamation to the Rosenberg sons today.
When Ethel was convicted, it was a time of Jew baiting, it was a time of McCarthyism, a time of anti-communist hysteria, and it's time now that we begin to right the wrong of what happened to Ethel Rosenberg.
Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer spoke of Ethel's place in a pantheon of progressive women activists.
Her story sounds like many others who are inspired and passionate New York women whose activism at a young age shaped the city's labor movement, Bessie Abramowitz Hillman, or Clara Lemlich Shevison, or Pauline Newman, all women whom we honor over and over again. The difference, of course, is that Ethel Rosenberg's life was tragically stolen from her by the U.S. government when she was only 38 and the mother of two young boys. As we know from indisputable evidence uncovered by her children and grandchildren, she was not a Soviet spy.
Robert and Michael Mirapol, the Rosenberg sons, have conducted a long campaign to bring just recognition to the unfairness of their parents' prosecution. Here's Robert.
Today, a major elected institution of this great city and Manhattan's borough president have taken important steps towards acknowledging a terrible injustice. Next, it is time for the federal government to step up and do the same. And one final thank you to my parents, Ethel and Julius Rosenberg, for their courage, their faithfulness to their ideals, and their activism to create a better world for their children.
This past summer, a judge ordered the unsealing of the grand jury testimony of the chief witness against our parents.
Michael Mirapol said the recent evidence finally proves that his mother was not an espionage agent.
We believe the government framed her to put pressure on our father. They took her as a hostage and then murdered her when our father refused to falsely confess to atomic espionage and name names. We call upon Attorney General Lynch and President Obama to acknowledge the injustice done to Ethel Rosenberg as a way of learning from our past.
Those wishing to add their voices to a campaign to convince the President and Attorney General to act can follow the website of the Rosenberg Fund for Children, www.rfc.org, for further details. Richard Barr, WBAI News, New York.